USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The campaign committee for North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein facing trouble for a TV ad aired against a rival in 2020 plans to ask a federal court to block a law making it illegal to knowingly circulate false reports to damage a candidate's election chances. The notice of the appeal to the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals was filed Wednesday by the campaign's attorney. Stein may put himself in a bind between his public duties and his political future. He's a Democrat and is a potential 2024 governor contender. A new Rasmussen poll found that a majority of Americans, 63%, said they are changing their eating habits in response to historic inflation rates and their effects on grocery prices. Hit hardest families with kids, with 72% changing their habits to accommodate higher prices for basics. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Three people were killed when a house exploded in Evansville, Indiana, Wednesday. Fire Chief Mike Connolly says 39 other homes were damaged in the blast. They're trying to determine the cause. He says the gas utility was quick to respond.
Immediately after the blast occurred, CenterPoint arrived and made the scene safe. There was no detection of gas, and they're restoring service now as the circuits are safe.
Where's the search warrant?
The FBI, raiding President Trump's Florida home armed with automatic machine guns, at first refused to give Trump's lawyer the search warrant. Christina Bob on Epic TV.
I asked to see the warrant, and initially they wouldn't show it to me. And I said, what do you mean you're not going to show me the warrant? So after some discussion, they agreed to show it to me so I could see it. And then, you know, they gave me the copy once everything had concluded. They wouldn't allow me to actually go with them where they were doing the search.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A 2-year-old girl is the only known witness to her dad's killing and might be the key to solving the case. Microsoft executive Jared Bridegan was viciously ambushed in Jacksonville Beach, Florida in February. He was driving home with his daughter, and cops say Jared stopped his car to move a tire blocking the road. That's when he was gunned down. Cops say the tire was left in the middle of the street to lure him out of his car. Jared's widow, Kirsten, says their daughter remembers hearing the gunshots and seeing Jared on the ground.
It breaks my heart as a mother that my own daughter, my 2-year-old, is trying to comfort me when, you know, she's one of the biggest victims in this.
There's a wonderful update on the 4,000 beagles that were rescued from a breeder that was selling them to medical testing facilities. The dogs are now being dispersed to rescues around the country to be put up for adoption. Sue Bell, the executive director of Homeward Trails, was caught up with for a sneak peek into how they're preparing the dogs for their forever homes.
Having their feet on the grass for the first time ever. These dogs have not touched a surface that hasn't been rubber since they were born. You're seeing them getting to run and hop. They've never done that before. They've never seen a toy. They've never sat in a lap. So it's a whole day of firsts for them.
Can a girl just go out and get a bite to eat without singing? Not a chance. Carrie Underwood surprised patrons of a Tennessee restaurant when she was invited to sing on stage with the cover band, The Heart Shakers. This is USA Radio News.